With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is beginning his seventh diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began more than 6 months ago. He has a lot on his plate he'll try to accomplish during the stops in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel this week. Meanwhile, the arrests are climbing around the country as the anti-Israeli protests continue to Royal College campuses. On Fox News Sunday, Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance said he does not agree with House Speaker Johnson, who's suggesting the National Guard be called out.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions. These guys have the right to peacefully protest, even if we criticize the message. They do not have the right to set up tent cities on our public spaces and turn our cities into garbage dumps. That is what I think we should not allow, and I think the police should be able to handle that job pretty easily.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden won the Democrat presidential primary Sunday in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. The island's Democrats also chose 36 of 65 delegates they hope to send to the national convention that will be held in Chicago in late August. Although residents of Puerto Rico are U.S. citizens, they're not allowed to vote in presidential elections. New power plant rules.
A new rule being issued by the Environmental Protection Agency would force coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to put new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from electric plants run by fossil fuel. The CEO of the National Mining Association says, with the latest rules, the EPA is systematically dismantling the reliability of the U.S. electric grid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Scotland has an abortion battle.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in Tunisia who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the world's oldest synagogues are planning a scaled-down event next month, citing concerns about security less than a year after a deadly shooting there shook their community. Thousands usually make the journey to the 2,600-year-old building in Djerba, the North African island where many of Tunisia's remaining 1,500 Jews reside. The decision comes as anti-Semitism has spiked around the globe. This is SRN News. The University of Virginia taking action over hazing claims.
Those concerns have prompted the school to terminate one local fraternity and suspend three others on its Charlottesville campus. The school said the Pi Kappa Alpha chapter engaged in serious hazing behavior. Justin Buck is executive vice president of Pi Kappa Alpha National. He said in a statement released to news outlets that the chapter was expelled for a minimum of 4 years. The university says it has suspended the local chapters of Kappa Sigma, Theta Chi, and Sigma Alpha Mu as investigations continue. John Scott reporting.
Indiana's ready to hold its party primaries May 7th. The most watched is the GOP race for governor, where six candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by Governor Eric Holcomb, who is term limited. Indiana could also send at least three new representatives to the U.S. House. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.